Part 2. The Foundations of Humility. In striving for perfection, humility and charity are like two master strings of an instrument. The others are related to them. It is only necessary to keep well within these two. The one is the lowest, and the other is the highest. St. Francis de Sales. Chapter 2. Adoration. Quote, Jesus said to him, Scripture has it, you shall do homage to the Lord your God, him alone shall you adore. From Luke chapter 4, verse 8. At the start of this time, which I should dedicate to humility, I shall pause over this truth, which will enlighten many others. Quote, I am who am. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. How can the inexpressible be expressed? Quote, when speaking of God, human words are always poor words. In reality, because they are too rich, as soon as we try to cross the threshold and enter, we become lightheaded before the completely mysterious space, and yet these words are those that mankind has learned in the Bible and by which God has patiently helped us to pronounce his name. That should make them both sure and dear to us. From Garonne, Qu'est-ce que Dieu? I shall turn to the Bible then, especially to the Psalms, the Book of Wisdom, of Sirach, and of Job, in order to learn adoration and humility while meditating on the ineffable grandeur of God. His holy majesty, the eternal, who can measure his majestic power? From Sirach, chapter 18, verses 1 to 5. His sovereign omnipotence, quote, who can resist the might of your arm? Indeed, before you the whole universe is as a grain from a balance. From the Book of Wisdom, chapter 11, verses 21 and 22. His limitless knowledge. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know the whole of it. From Psalm 139, verse 4. His omnipresence, quote, if I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall guide me. From Psalm 139, verse 8. His unfathomable eternity, quote, the heavens are the work of your hands. Like clothing you change them, and they are changed. But you are the same, and your years have no end. From Psalm 102, verses 26 to 28. On his infallible justice, quote, he shall rule the world with justice and the peoples with his constancy. From Psalm 96, verse 13. On his goodness beyond words, quote, the Lord is gracious and merciful. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all his works. From Psalm 145, verses 8 and 9. God reveals himself only to make us love him. Faced with his holiness, two different movements take hold of the soul. Quote, the first is the one St. Peter experienced beside the lake of Gennesareth, when he said, Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinner. The second was also experienced by St. Peter at Capernaum. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. The same divine holiness which makes man draw back also captivates him, for it is love. By Romano Guardini, Initiation a la Prière. In the light of this biblical meditation, which I can continue throughout my life, I will become conscious of both the infinite grandeur of God and of how little I am, an infinitesimal being who exists only because God wills it, and who sees with sorrow that I am a sinner, offering a refusal to love. I shall say with Job, quote, I have dealt with things that I do not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I cannot know, but now my eye has seen you. From Job chapter 42, verses 3 to 5. Quote, everything which is not God is nothing, or is worse than nothing. St. Francis de Sales.